Every once in a while, a theater and a show will converge and make a natural match. The show fits the style of the company and the performance space, and the cast slips into the roles as though they were custom made. Such is the case with Godspell and Peoria Players. Godspell never went away, so it isn't fair to say that it has enjoyed something of a comeback the past few years. It debuted off-Broadway in 1971 with music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz. Today, it still draws a crowd as anyone could see Friday night. The audience was a healthy mix of young and old, but in an odd twist, it was the younger generation that was more attentive. The set for the show might be the best concept yet on Peoria Players' stage. It's a courtyard effect, reminiscent of classic stage settings yet modern in style. It elegantly frames the action and provides the versatility to change venue and tone at the snap of the fingers. The centerpiece of the set has to be the library center stage, and sure enough, that's exactly where the action begins. There isn't a piece of scenery wasted or a corner unused, thanks to the work of director and choreographer Cheryl Don Koenig. The title of the play should prevent anyone from being surprised by what they're seeing. Godspell is the root word for the term gospel. It isn't a linear plot, rather a musical that shifts gears between song and story. Koenig takes a decidedly 2013 approach to the show, including a wonderful array of pop culture references. Act 1 features the early stories of Jesus, beginning with his baptism and ending at the story of the prodigal son. The songs are varied in style, but they all have the flavor of the late 60s and early 70s. Even though the dress and style is contemporary, the distinct sound of 1971 rock cannot be distilled. And why should it be? Other songs are played with a modern twist, including a surprisingly fitting Lady Gaga impersonation. The story ends as the story of Jesus must end, but the way in which the show ends is unique. Despite dragging the house down for several agonizing minutes, the cast rallies the room with a promise of hope and renewal by the show's end. That cast is a refreshing blend of old and new faces. The ensemble numbers 14, and in keeping with most productions, they are credited as themselves. Only the characters of Jesus and Judas are named. David Brown plays the role of Judas at the end and John the Baptist in the beginning, and plays both with the ease of a veteran and the enthusiasm of a newcomer. Derek Kimmler has stepped into the role of Jesus with gusto. His energy and sheer stamina are inspiring to watch. He almost never has the chance to slow down and handles the task wonderfully. The rest of the cast is constantly on the move, whether it's singing and dancing, playing instruments, signing, or just acting. This production features a live orchestra, and it seems like the musicians that Peoria Players brings in are always improving. The cast also accompanies at times, and it's a terrific effect. Occasionally, the energy drops when the show shifts to parables, but it's as much a criticism of the script as the company. It seems like the theater has had a welcome upgrade to its sound system as well. The songs in particular are exciting to watch and highly polished. Godspell continues at the Peoria Players Theater Wednesday through Saturday at 7:30 p.m. with a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. Tickets are available at 688-4473 or peoriaplayers.org.